Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Anyway, so we're going to go to our good friend of the Hall of Capitas fan hotline. We're going to go to our good friend who always we learn something for, learn something from, and that is Penguins insider Bob Grove. And Bob, you've got to be like, I don't know, the little kids on Christmas Eve just waiting for tomorrow, correct?
Paul, it's great to be on with you. And yeah, I mean, look. Every hockey fan gets that kind of giddy feeling right on the eve of the start of the season and the start of the playoffs. I'd say both times, so for sure. And you know, we all need something to carry us through these difficult times, and hockey will work for me and lots of people.
Yep, and it's not just the Penguins back, Bob. You get right out of the gate a Penguins Flyers game. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, you know what? I mean, that's the great thing about the way the schedule's set up this season. You know, 8 games for all the teams in the East Division. Build on the rivalries that already existed in the Metropolitan. You add in the Bruins and the Sabres, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And right, and no, there's nothing better than cutting right to the chase, Paul. Penn Flyers, first 2 games of the year.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun, obviously. I mean, you got – would you say, Bob, that the Flyers are the Penguins' rival?
Oh, they're the Penguins. They're the Penguins' biggest rival. Yeah, I mean the Caps are, they're a close second. But I'm sorry, Penguins-Flyers has just been going on for too long, and there's just too much emotion and hatred built up in that rivalry. You know, come into the league at the same time. All these years playing so many of these years in the same division. That's their biggest rivalry for sure.
What's interesting, Bob, and when the Penguins played the Flyers, you know, in say, you know, the early 2010s, you know, 2011, 12, you know, 2009, the thing that the Flyers were able to do more than any other team to those teams, They would drag the Penguins into those nasty, eight 150 penalty minute type, you know, cheap shot, dirty garage league games, and the Penguins would never be able to just hold their emotions and, you know, be above that stuff. They'd always get dragged into that, and that was sort of the Flyers' way of beating them, wasn't it?
Well, it certainly was in the time frame you're talking about, for sure. I mean, let's face it. When Consol Energy Center opened, back when it was called that, the Flyers just beat the Penguins like crazy here in Pittsburgh. I mean, they just owned them, and beginning with the first game ever played there. And then, you know, to your point, if you go back to 2012 playoffs, Pens and Flyers in the first round, that was one of the most disappointing performances by the Penguins in the playoffs. You know, that 6-game series where, you know, they lost the first 3 games, blew the Flyers out in game 4, won game 5, and then lost game 6. But that's, I mean, we had suspensions. We had the Flyers knew exactly which buttons to push. And the Penguins, to your point, fell for it repeatedly. And that was a team, if you look at after the Penguins had won the Cup in 2009, if you look at those next few years when the Penguins still had very, very good teams, the one team that stood out to me, even though the 13 team got to the conference finals against Boston, the 2012 team, because Sid had missed earlier portions of that season, but he really looked to be back to being himself later that season. And, you know, Staal was still there, et cetera. That's the one Pittsburgh team that I think could – really under Bilesma could have gone much, much farther. And they never got out of that round against the Flyers because they couldn't control their emotions. So yeah, that's the way it's worked. And that speaks to the rivalry. What more could speak to a rivalry than that? Like the faces change over the years, But they keep getting asked by reporters about the rivalry, and they see the fans' reactions in both cities. And pretty soon you're right in the middle of it, and you can't control your emotions.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, the thing about that series, Bob, that always bothers me is that it became sort of like, well, you know, Flurry chokes in the playoffs. And really, most people that say that they're really talking about three games in that series where he didn't play well. And for the most part, you know, in the other playoff series and throughout his time, he was a pretty good goaltender in the playoffs. But whenever I hear people talk about, well, you know, Flurry choked in the playoffs, if you want to narrow it down, they're usually talking about a couple of games in that series, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Well, we heard that. We heard it back in 2012, and we heard it in some other seasons as well, but there's no way to boil down that 2012 series and say it was Flurry. I mean, it was the Penguins couldn't stay out of the penalty box, and then, oh, by the way, this is a problem, couldn't kill a penalty. So, you know, it was really that simple, and the Flyers just feasted on them. So, you know, Flurry was he was a function of what was going on in front of them, and yeah, maybe he was contributing. He wasn't at his best either, but not when you're seeing that many Philadelphia power plays, are you going to be able to come through and single-handedly beat them? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, that was a ridiculous series. Now, I mean, looking ahead to this year now, I mean, the Flyers are one of the teams that probably is going to be right there in the mix. As we've said, I've had you on a few times, it looks like there's six teams for four spots in this East. Would you agree with that?
Well, there's a lot of good. Look, this is going to be – every division is going to be highly competitive, but I really believe that the East is going to be maybe the most competitive, to be honest with you. I mean, you're taking off a good young – a good Carolina team, a very good Carolina team with a great defense that just needs some goaltending to be a team that can go a long way. You take them out and you take a Columbus team that just look how they played in the playoffs last year. Very difficult to play against. They have trouble scoring. But you're losing those two teams. And, oh, by the way, you're adding the team that had the most points in the regular season last year, Boston. And you're adding a Buffalo team that's got a lot of internal motivation to finally get in the playoffs. If they've been out longer than any team currently, you know, they've got the longest current streak of being out of the playoffs. And they've added Taylor Hall. They've added Staal. I mean, they've made some moves to make a serious upgrade to their team. We'll see if they can pull it off. But the Capitals have some issues. Every team has some issues in that division. The Islanders haven't done much in the offseason. You know, the Devils are, one of the easy ones to point to that aren't going to make it. But they're really the only one for me. I mean, I can make cases for a lot of these teams. The Islanders didn't do much in the offseason. You know, you mentioned the Flyers. Hey, they were the best team in this division probably in the second half of the year last season. And, you know, they've got Nolan Patrick, who's coming back and playing really well for them in camp. So it's going to be hard. I like the Penguins to get in the playoffs. I do. But it's going to be difficult in this division.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just there's a lot of different teams that are really going to be pushing for the playoffs. The other thing, Bob, is you're going to play all these teams a lot of times. You know, you get eight times each, I think, or something like that. That's a lot of games against the same teams, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's a couple more than typical in the course of a season. And it's not only the number, Paul, for me, but it's the way the games are going to be played. In other words, you're going to see them basically, for the most part, two games at a time for most of the season. And that's an element that I love. I mean, I that's one of the reasons I love home and home sets, because you got the first game. And then, you know, you've got the next game against the same team, and some of the stuff that boiled up in that first game gets carried right over. So it's like obviously you see that in the playoffs as well. But you're going to get this repeatedly through the season with every team in your division. And that, to me, is going to add a lot to the entertainment factors of the games we see.
Well, yeah, and but the other part of it is, I mean, that basically, you got eight games there. I mean, and we just talked about how there's, you know, probably six other, you know, playoff caliber teams. I mean, you're talking about 48 of your 56 games, you know what I mean? You're playing against teams that are probably going to be in the playoff hunt.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely they are. I mean, the only way some of these teams play themselves out of being contenders in the long haul this season – is if they get off to a bad start. I mean, that's really the only thing. Like, I'll, as I said, I'll point to New Jersey as the teams I don't think is ready to make the playoffs, and Buffalo's got to convince me that they've made enough changes to get in, and you know, because I don't believe they have. But if you look at the other six, the only thing that can ride one of those teams out early is if they get off to a horrible start. So when you only have 56 games to play, Paul, it's not about which teams get off to, you know, they win 7 or 8 of their first 10 or something like that. It's obviously that's a big help, but you can't lose 6 or 7 of your first 10. Seven of your first 10, let's say. You can't really get off to a horrendous start, because then I think you're in big, big trouble, because you just don't have enough games left to make it up, and the competition is too tough. So you need to be at worst hovering around 500. So unless one of those six teams comes out of the gate and just completely stumbles, yeah, I see a race right to the end.
Last one I'd have for you, Bob. You know, I think there's a move the Penguins made this I think have been overlooked a little bit, but I mean, what are your thoughts on them adding Todd Reirden to their coaching staff?
Well, he was here for 4 years, so you know, he's getting a lot of there's been a lot written about he and Chris Letang, so we'll see if he has a chance to turn around some parts of Chris Letang's game. You know, it's not like Chris Letang's game needs to be completely restructured by Reirden. You know, whatsoever. I mean, Chris Letang's been holding up his end of the offense the last number of years, but, you know, his decisions with the puck is the thing that's been plaguing him. And we'll see if Reirden can get that turned around. But so he's gotten a lot of attention from that part of it, Paul. And the other thing people are talking about with Reirden is he's in charge of the power play, and the power play was a huge disappointment last year. So what can his effect be on that? We'll see. I think the Penguins' power play issues go a lot farther than just X's and O's last year. I mean, look at the number of games that Sid missed. You know, he missed 28 games. Jake Guentzel missed 30 games. Malkin missed 14 games. That's where your power play problems were. And so, yeah, it's not perfect, the power play, even if those guys are in. So we'll see what kind of tweaks he makes to it. But so I think he's getting a fair amount of attention as a guy who can potentially have a positive impact. And, you know, can he get Matheson and CeCe straightened out, and can they be contributors on a consistent basis? So we'll see. But for me, it's always more about the players and the changes you've made. But, you know, Reardon's a known quantity for some of these guys, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he has to say about the way they run the power play.
Bob, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure we'll do it plenty of times over the next, few months. So always good to have hockey back.
Thanks, Paul. Good to talk with you.
All right, my man. That's Bob Grove. He's our Penguins insider. Coming up, we're going to hear from an old friend who is a guy who works for the radio network of the Tampa Bay Lightning, the defending champs. We'll see what they have bringing to the table. We'll do that next. It's Paul Zeiss on 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.